Islam in daily life.
Islam in Daily Light is prepared by Dr. Sayyid Al-Nabi. Islam consists of faith and deeds. Everywhere in the Holy Quran we find these two mentioned together. This means that in the eyes of Allah, faith without good deeds is useless. Similarly, good deeds cannot be fruitful without the right faith, because faith is a way of thinking, and man's actions depend upon his thinking. If we think in the wrong way, we will also act in the wrong way. Therefore, faith means right knowledge, right beliefs, and right thoughts. There are two kinds of faith, Iman al-Mujmal, faith in brief, and Iman al-Mufassil, faith in detail. Faith in brief goes as under, I solemnly believe in Allah with all his personal names and attributes. I also accept all his commandments by admitting them with the tongue and believing them with my heart. Faith in detail means the following. I solemnly believe in Allah, in his angels, in his books, in his prophets, in the day of judgment, in the good and evil of fate, and in the life after death. Iman al-Mufassil is the knowledge of Allah's attributes, namely that he is powerful and merciful to his creatures, but also harsh in his reckoning, if men keep on doing wrong. He sent prophets from time to time to guide mankind to the right path. Those who followed the prophets became good, prosperous, and happy so long as they obeyed the commands of Allah. But when they forgot Allah and began acting against the commands and directions given by the prophets, when they began to worship wealth and took to easy living and fighting and quarreling among themselves, Allah took away their power, wealth, and strength and made them an example for others. The Holy Quran tells the Muslims that Allah has made them masters of the earth so that he may see how they act. This means that so long as a people, Muslim or non-Muslim, act unjustly or righteously, they are rewarded by Allah with freedom, power, and wealth. But when they act wrongfully, Allah takes away all good things from them. This is because power, wealth, and all the good things of life are a trust from Allah. If you use them rightly, they will be yours. If you misuse them, they will be taken away from you and given to others. Iman also means belief in the life hereafter. When every man will be shown the record of all that he did in life and will be treated according to his deeds. If his good deeds are greater than evil ones, he will enjoy peace and happiness. If not, then he will suffer torture. Iman also requires us to believe in angels who are the servants of Allah and carry out his commands faithfully. In Islam, deeds are as important as faith. Faith alone is nothing. No man can say that faith alone can save him. Faith will help only those who do good deeds. In Islam, there is no difference between religious affairs and worldly affairs, for the Holy Quran says that the whole life of man, if properly led, constitutes the worship of Allah. All worldly duties, if they are done honestly and with the purpose of obtaining the pleasure of Allah, are religious deeds. If a man earns an honest living for his family, it is religious virtue. If a man writes or publishes good books which improve the thoughts and deeds of men, it is also a pious act. If a public servant works for the good of the people, if a policeman saves people from thieves and murderers, if politicians lead a political party to fight wrong and unjust policies, then all these people are engaged in pious acts. Every good deed, whether worldly or mundane, constitutes the worship of Allah. But there are some duties which have been specially laid down by Allah for the Muslims, so that man should be able to build up a personal relationship with Allah. These are the five daily prayers, fasting during the month of Ramadan, pilgrimage of the Holy Kaaba, charity towards the poor, and defense of Islam by speech and writing, by giving money for missionary purposes, and by fighting in the way of Allah with weapons if necessary. Jihad can take many forms. Jihad may be done by speech, by writing, by controlling one's desires, by spending money on a good cause, or by fighting with non-believers if they attack a Muslim country. We shall explain these five duties one by one. Prayer is a spiritual communion of a Muslim with his Creator 5 times a day. There are 2 kinds of prayer: public prayers, which are offered with the congregation, that is, along with other people in a mosque, and private prayers can be offered in the mosque, but they are offered by a person individually. In prayers, one is expected to impress upon one's mind that one is in the presence of the Holy One, to whom one's body and soul are accountable. Prayer has been made obligatory on the Muslims because through prayer, a Muslim comes closer to Allah and is thus enabled to feel His presence throughout the waking hours of his life. This keeps him from indecencies and sins. If a man forgets Allah and His commands when he is engaged in worldly business, it means that his prayers have taught him nothing. Prayer means remembrance of Allah, and if you remember Him, you will obey Him in your daily affairs and behave towards fellow men as He has ordained. Therefore, the Holy Quran says that prayer prevents man from following evil ways. If a man prays to Allah but still goes on doing bad deeds, his prayers are not sincere. He really does not remember Allah.
Islam in daily life.